Big congratulations to Claire Seibel, the national winner in AgriScience Research Animal Systems. Claire, tell me about yourself.
So I'm from a county that has more cows than people, and though that might be not that unusual for FFA members in the state of Virginia, that's pretty abnormal. But this experience has given me something very unique for my state, being fully immersed in agriculture. So with that, I have pictures of myself in my house at age 1 and 2 on the farm around the cattle. So I was able to really just jump right into my SAE as soon as I was able to put on the blue jacket in the 6th grade. And the transition for me to go into this was pretty natural, and I was definitely encouraged by the other members in Virginia FFA and my family as I went along.
And tell me a little bit about your SAE.
So my SAE is AgriScience Research Animal Systems. In that, I conducted research with our cattle. So we have 100 head commercial Angus beef cattle. Nationwide, there's a problem with agriculturists trying to have their heifers be able to conceive. Heifers are notorious for being almost infertile, and they're classified as troublesome animals. So what we did in order to be able to improve our rate of estrus synchronization of the heifers on breeding day, because we use a CO sync with fixed time AI breeding protocol on our operation, was to try a new breeding protocol wherein we left the CEDAR device, which is a slow release, controls internal drug release, slow release of progesterone inside beef cattle, in there for 5 days instead of 7, and ran our heifers through a second time with a shot of GnRH for those heifers not exhibiting signs of standing estrus. So what that actually did for our operation was increase the rate of standing estrus in our beef heifers from about 30 to 40% to around 50% on any given breeding cycle, and it allowed us to have a 65% success rate with breeding AI and our heifers, which is huge for our operation.
And any challenges that you faced while doing this, or any that you have overcome?
I had to learn a lot in order to be able to conduct this project. When I first started my work with our farm and with the beef cattle, my jobs were feeding, making sure that they move field to field, maybe helping organize tags. Nothing that was so complex with reproductive physiology and how hormones work and how cattle are bred. So I had to gain a huge body of knowledge to even be able to conduct this experiment. I also continued it over 4 years and 8 trials, which took a lot of dedication, a lot of trial and error. So that was another challenge. And then learning how to communicate my findings was another really big challenge for me, and I was able to overcome those just by continually working hard, looking for outside help with my parents and other agriculturists in the community, and then competing in the AgriScience Fair actually with FFA helped me a lot with the communication.
Corinne LaRue for FFA Today.